A word for you from Hebrews 11 verse 36. Others suffered mocking, flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were killed with the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated. Are these heroes of faith, you might ask? Because this is the great chapter 11 of Hebrews, where it speaks about the mighty victory that men and women of God obtained through faith. It may seem strange that not all are categorized in verse 33, where we looked at previously. They through faith conquered kingdoms, they enforced justice, they obtained promises, they stopped the mouths of lions, they quenched the power of fire, they escaped the edge of the sword, etc. And they even conquered kingdoms and put foreign armies to flight. Well, why in the same chapter are there those who suffered mocking, flogging, chains, imprisonment, they were stoned, sawn in two, killed by the sword? It may sound that they were not conquerors through faith. Why then are they in chapter 11? And there is a very specific reason. God wants to show us that He gives some of His saints full victory, very visible victory, but others were just as victorious when they were killed by the sword, when they were sawn in two, when they were stoned, mocked, flogged, put in chains and imprisoned. We need to recognize the importance of this. Otherwise, you'll think that if something happens that is not nice, not pleasant, then you might be failing, or you think of another saint that might be failing. Perhaps you think, well, some Christian has got cancer, therefore they must have sinned. Just like the disciples who said, well, why did that incident happen and this person was born blind? Did he sin or did his father sin? And the Lord said neither, but that the Lord would be glorified through him. Remember that some incidents in a Christian's life are not pleasant. Sometimes it might even seem like defeat. But God can categorize them with exactly the same victory. And those, the grouping of those who are mighty in faith, the Lord knows. And He is able to, because He's sovereign, decide exactly the blueprint of the life of a saint of His. Whether they are able to conquer kingdoms or whether the kingdom conquers them. Remember that it is only a temporary victory. The Lord is able to take that person into the kingdom that is eternal, that will finally one day conquer all kingdoms.